Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have three guests in the studio with us here today as October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we're joined, first of all, by Access Domestic Violence Service Coordinator for Green County, Alicia Van Cannon, along with Jefferson Police Chief Mark Klaus and our own Green County Sheriff Jack Williams joining us on the show. So, Alicia, can you tell us a little bit about Domestic Violence Awareness Month and what Access is doing to kind of help raise awareness in October?
Thanks for having us this morning. So, yeah, October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. As a coalition, bringing in a speaker for next year to train the community, law enforcement, prosecutor's office on certain topics that are important to them related to domestic violence.
And you're also going into the school systems as well, helping to educate kids about domestic violence. Is that right?
We do that randomly throughout the year.
Okay.
Yes. So that's not just something we do in October. But yes, there are certain teachers that tend to have us come in more than others. So if we reach out and they want us to come back, like I said, we do that throughout the year.
You mentioned about the Green County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. For those that are completely unaware that that organization exists, can you tell us a little bit about that organization?
Yep, so we tend to meet randomly throughout the year. So October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we tend to meet more frequently around those months so that we as a coalition can plan different events. But it's made up of anybody who wants to attend. So it's not closed to anybody. We have community members. Obviously, we have law enforcement. Gordon Moen with the church that we meet at is a member. Anybody that wants to come has an interest in being proactive in their community or being involved is certainly welcome to come. I would encourage people to either message us through that coalition page if they want to know specific dates. We don't always meet consistently on the same day every month because we try to plan around those events. So,
okay.
And we can put them on our email list too so that they're updated about the agenda and the minutes and when the meetings are.
Go over to Police Chief Mark Klaus now. And Chief Klaus, could you tell us a little bit about what the PD did as far as number of cases, call volume for domestic violence situations in 2016?
Sure. I have some numbers here this morning I brought. These are 2016 statistics, and the Jefferson Police Department responded to 98 calls of service that were domestic related in nature. Out of those 98 calls, we did make 32 arrests for domestic abuse assaults. And then another stat I included this morning is we had 20 arrests for violations of a no-contact order, which a lot of no-contact orders go hand-in-hand with domestic violence. Once those orders are violated, the law is pretty clear that an arrest will be made. So we had 20 NCO arrests. No contact order arrests in 2016.
Have you seen that number grow over time, or is that pretty stagnant? How does that compare to past years?
Usually in the past, they stay, I don't want to say relatively level, but there's not a huge up and down increase in that number. Of course, we would like to see those numbers go down.
Absolutely.
And that's a big part of our coalition is education and bring awareness of those situations to the community. A lot of domestic-related problems go unreported to police. A lot of things occur in the county and in the city of Jefferson that are never reported to us, which obviously would not be included in our statistics at that point. So a big part of our coalition is to get that awareness out there, like Alicia stated, healthy relationships, and if that's not occurring, get that reported to law enforcement so we can intervene and do what we need to do.
All right, now we'll go to Green County Sheriff Jack Williams here, and we'll let him do his little part. Sheriff Williams, could you share with us some of the numbers that the Sheriff's Office responded to last year, domestic situations included?
We had 45 domestic violence-related calls, 5 arrests, and then 4 no-contact order violation arrests in 2016.
Why are you a part of the Green County Coalition? Are you required to, or do you volunteer your time and services to be a part of this group?
It's volunteer. In the past, most sheriffs, retired Sheriff Tom Heater, I think, is the one who started the Domestic Violence Coalition, or being the Sheriff's Office a part of it. And it's always been good. It's a great benefit to us to have everybody just get together and talk and hopefully help us try and figure out different ways to deal with some of these in the future.
And now back to you for a moment, Alicia. I know there is a lot of different aspects and services that Access does provide for Greene County residents who might be victims of domestic violence. Can you just kind of go over some of the numbers of clients that you were able to help out with last year here in Greene County?
I was going through statistics, looking at my data and working with people. There was at least 35 people served in Greene County by Access. That doesn't include our shelter, anybody that came into our housing program, which is actually divided into shelter services, like hotel stays, rapid rehousing, which is a different program through our housing team. So I'm guessing it's actually probably quite a bit higher than 35, but those are the concrete numbers I was able to come up with in my work and then some of my coworkers' work as well. I know we did serve at least 6 individuals within our brick and mortar housing services out of Story County.
All right. Is there any final comments any of you would like to make of something we might not have covered in this program?
No, I mean, just know that Access, all of our services are confidential and free and privileged. So under Iowa code, we can't be called to testify about anything somebody has told us in confidence. Okay. So that's nice.
If somebody does have a question about possibly wanting to join Greene County Coalition or just wanting more information, then maybe they can catch all of our interview here about what Access does provide. Who can they get in contact with? What numbers can they use?
Actually, any one of us sitting here, they can contact and we can get them when the time and date of our next meeting.
Okay.
They're also welcome to call me too. I have a work mobile number, which is 515-520-4119. They can call or text me on that number and I can get them that information as well.
And that's our Community State Bank in Payton. Let's Talk Greene County program for today. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.